Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Scott, welcome. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, great to be back with you, Steve.
Let's just jump right in here. Passwords, everybody has one, unfortunately. I hope we're going to move to a place where, you know, the world changes. But our last estimate, the world needs to cyber protect, 300 billion passwords. So let's make them strong at least. What is a strong password?
Yeah, this is a subject I love to talk about and I hate to talk about at the same time because people still don't get it. What's really important, a couple basic things to remember when we think about a strong password. We should never use sequential numbers or letters. Don't use 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, things that are very sequential like that, or, you know, TTT, SSS, things like that. Again, on paper, it looks real easy to remember, real easy to hack. And common sense things. Don't include your birth date, your birth month, the day, any of those type of things that could be associated to you in the passwords. Why? Cybercriminals can easily find this information just looking on social media accounts and pull this information quickly and use that to try to hack into your accounts. Use a combination of at least 8 letters, numbers, and symbols. Personally, I typically am creating passwords 15 to 20 characters in length and using those combinations. The longer your password is and more variety it is there, the much harder it is for them to actually guess or hack. That's why it's got to be something extremely obscure, and that usually tells you it's going to be a really good password. If you have trouble with some of that, you can combine different unrelated words in your password or use a password phrase like a sentence and take the first letter of it, alternate uppercase, lowercase, add a few numbers and a few symbols there. Another really good point to remember, never ever use any of the names of a word that is found in the dictionary. So just a common word, that would be a complete mistake to use there. Because again, they'll use what's called a dictionary attack, cyber criminals, and they'll put every single word in the dictionary, as well as all of the compromised passwords in these massive databases. And they'll use that to try to just guess what your password is. So make them long and strong, hard to remember, hard to hack.
So if it's hard to remember, Scott, then how do I remember it when I need to remember it? That's going to be a challenge sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, huge challenge. Yeah. And this is something we all struggle with. Even cyber security experts struggle with this. But what's helped me, and I think a lot of my colleagues, is just use a really good password manager. What that does is it instills discipline. You do have to remember one long, strong password to have access to your password manager. But what it does is it'll actually create for you super secure passwords that remain encrypted, that are hard for any cyber criminal to ever hack and have access to. And now you have the balance between convenience and security. And that's what's important.
So I have a question that a lot of people have asked me. If they come up with a password that's long and strong and it's just, you know, really like, hey, the perfect password, very obscure, can I go ahead and use that on multiple sites to make it easy for me to, you know, remember my password?
You know, in essence, you would think about that and say that would make a lot of logical sense. However, I always tell people nothing is 100% secure. In other words, what does that mean? At some point, can that password be hacked? Absolutely. Any password can. So therefore, if you have a unique password for every login site that you do, that will just increase your odds that you will not be hacked or compromised. So best practices, never reuse the same password, regardless of how strong or weak you feel that might be, and that will keep you cyber safe.
So any additional tips before we go, Scott, regarding passwords?
Yeah, one of the most important things, and still people are not doing this. I find that more than half the people that I talk to are still not doing this. Multi-factor authentication, two-factor authentication. What that simply does is it provides another layer of security besides your simple, your name that you're logging in, your username, your long, strong password that you're hopefully using, and having this additional factor to prove that it's really you. Most of the companies now, especially banking, stock market, even email, Google, Gmail, Yahoo Mail, so on and so forth, they offer multi-factor authentication. Takes a little bit longer when you're logging in, but makes you 100 times more secure. So I really encourage people, consider using two-factor, multi-factor authentication everywhere you possibly can.
Scott, great advice as always. Thank you so much for coming on today and look forward to having you back next week.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. You just listened to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.